Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, it's 2511-4201-0004-3876.
Sorry, you kind of broke up right there. Was it 2511-4201-0004-3876. Okay. Let me pull up your file real fast. All right, is this Roscoe's Transport?
Yes.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Taryn Roscoe.
Aaron Roscoe?
Taryn for the T.
Oh, Taryn, okay.
T-A-R-R-A-N.
Okay, and you the owner?
I am.
Okay. And just what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
817-939-9669.
Perfect. All right, I'm just going to confirm some information here I have on your file, and then I can answer any questions. Can you just verify the billing address for the company for me?
125 Myers Drive.
All right, and this Fort Worth?
Or it's White Settlement.
Yeah, White. Okay, yeah, I have White Settlement. Texas?
Yeah, 76108.
Okay. And how about the company phone number, or is it the same number?
It's 817-657-0297.
Okay, and email?
Roscoe.transport@gmail.com.
Okay, and you guys are at LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you guys been in business?
A little over a year and a half, almost, I think.
Okay. All right, so we have many programs available depending on your specific needs. Let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
Well, I was diagnosed with cancer in January, and I just got done with all of that crap, and I'm looking to basically get enough capital to go back out on the road because I know that I can make money. I know that I can make a lot of money because mm-hmm. I was poor. But I haven't ran in like 3 months, and I don't have enough to go back out and run. I mean, I have the equipment, and I have the know-how, and I have the licenses and all that stuff to go. I just don't have the capital to run for the first month.
Okay. So you're pretty much just going to use it for like just some cash flow, like a bridge loan kind of?
Yeah.
Okay. How much were you looking to take?
It usually takes about 10 grand to run the first month and a half with a payoff of, you know, 30, 35,000. So you're profiting 25 grand a month.
Nice. Okay. So how much were you looking for? Were you looking for that 10,000 or were you looking for more or, what would you need or what do you want?
10,000 would do it. I could stretch it through. I'm not okay. A very high maintenance person. I live way below my means, you know. I don't live out of my means at all.
Okay, understand. Okay, the way I usually do things with all my customers is I get you qualified for the most amount and for the longest term, and then that way we can work back from there. So even if you get approved for more than 10 what you're looking for, you don't have to take all of that. You can just take what you want.
Okay.
So that's the best way to do that. So Roscoe's Transport. So what, are you guys just like a towing company or what's the line of business here?
Trucking company.
Oh, a trucking company. Nice. Yeah. Okay. When were you looking to possibly get this loan?
I'd like to start running immediately. I mean, the sooner I take off, the sooner I get money.
Okay, I gotcha. Just taking some hand notes here. Okay, have you ever worked with a Capital Loan before?
No. The only loans I've ever had were auto loans and you know, personal loans from family.
Okay.
And I did default on a loan when I was 18 years old on a car because I got a motorcycle accident and I almost lost my life. And
oh, my gosh.
Pay for a car, but that was pretty much the only loan that I ever defaulted on, which was, you know, by accident.
So, right. You still ride a bike?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah? You still ride a bike after that?
No, I haven't got back on one ever since. So I got hit by a 63-year-old woman from behind, and she almost took my life. So.
Oh, my gosh, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
Don't even touch them.
I'm not here. I never wanted to, ever. I mean, I have friends that have, like, broken hips and skulls and everything. It's just, it's not worth it for me.
No, it's really not.
Okay, so when you say that you kind of defaulted on that one, do you know what your credit score is at right now? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I don't know. I try to stay away from putting stuff on credit and, you know, pay cash for everything. Just because of that, that kind of, you know, ruined me. I'm only 24 now.
Uh-huh.
And it just, that kind of ruined my credit for I guess, until now, I guess. So I just kind of stayed away from it. I do have... I have paid off 3 trucks in the last year, 3 brand new 2016 trucks, and I have a 2016 truck right now that I have payments on, and it's almost paid off. So I mean,
okay. Do you have a ballpark?
All
right, well, that's good. Do you have a ballpark maybe of what maybe the score might be at?
Probably 500.
Okay. That's all right. We work with credit tiers A to D, so that's no problem. And the nice thing with the Capital Loans, too, is that it's, you know, it's based off more of your sales more than it is your credit. So that's another nice thing. So with that being said, what were your gross annual sales like last year?
Like, again, another thing is more of mm-hmm. a cash deal. So what I claimed, I think I claimed I made 46,000, but I actually made 197,000 profit.
Okay, because we go off the top line. So if it's 197, that's what's on your tax, right? On your tax return?
No, that's not what I claimed. That's what I made.
Okay. Do you know what was on your tax return, or what you claimed at least?
40 high 40s, maybe in the 50s.
Okay.
Because that's what the company made. That's not what Karen Roscoe made.
Right, I gotcha. all right, let's see here if I go. Now, if when you take out this loan, what's going to be the return on the investment? Do you think you're going to... Do you have a lot of jobs coming up here soon, or do you have a lot of...
there's just money sitting out there on the road. All you got to do is pick up the phone.
Oh, really? What do you guys do? Do you guys just go pick up, like, hauling, or what kind of trucking?
Yeah, it's hot shot, flatbed stuff.
So oh, okay.
Pick up the phone, call my dispatcher, and wait about an hour or two, and he says, here, I got you 5 things you need to pick up, and they're going here, here, and here, and here, and here. And all along the way, you'll pick up this, and this, you know. And
I gotcha.
Drop this off as you're picking this up, and it's a science, but, you know,
yeah.
Good people to help you find stuff, and you're paying them. There's a lot of money out there.
That's awesome. How'd you get into it?
I worked for John Deere for 6 years, and I cashed out my retirement, bought a truck and trailer, and kind of followed the lead of a friend of mine, and did it for almost a year and a half, and then I found out that I had throat cancer, and I had to go take care of all of that. Didn't have insurance, so I had to pay for all that out of my pocket to get the surgeries and chemo and all that. So
Man, I'm starting to hear that, man.
I got enough money to last me, you know, a month without working. If I'm out spinning wheels on the highway, it's expensive. So
right.
I don't have that kind of money to go run. So
okay. I gotcha. Have you gone to your bank at all? Like your local bank?
No, I'd try to stay. I don't really keep my money in the bank. I'm kind of old-fashioned. I keep everything in a fireproof safe if I have it. So.
There you go. Keep it off the radar. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. How long... All right. Let's see here. So, I mean, pretty much from what you told me, you know, since you're not familiar with capital loans, what it is, it's the shorter terms. It is unsecured cash loans. So that means like no collateral. And it gets directly deposited into your account. And
they take payments out of the account.
Right, exactly. So it's, you know, the shorter term is usually about 3 to 36 months. For first time customers, because, you know, we're like a relationship based bank, you're probably going to be around the 2 to 24 months mark. Just because it is unsecured and it's a first time customer. But you know, if you
it's probably sufficient.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you stick with us too, I mean, you're, you know, when you get midway through the initial payment, or the initial term, you know, you're always available for refinance options with additional funding and longer terms and all that stuff. So, that's definitely an option too. Let's see here. Okay, so I mean, what we can do, I mean, I can see what I can do for you to get you qualified. The paperwork is very light. It's really just the one-page application I'll send to you over email. It is the 2015 tax return and 6 months of the business bank statements, the most recent ones.
Okay.
It'll all be in the email, so... And then you can just either email it to me or you can fax it to me. The thing that I see here, I mean, I'll try to get you approved. The thing that I think might hurt you a little bit will be your FICO score, but you say you don't really know what it's at.
I think my bank statement will hurt me because I don't put any money in the bank. I put enough to clear bills and that's it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we could just see what we can get for you. Let's see if we can get something. That's definitely an option. So let me send this to you. When do you think you can get the paperwork back to me?
I'll just have to look at it and see if it's something that I'm willing to send off. And then if I'm willing to send that kind of information off, then without really knowing who you are exactly, then I'll send it today.
Okay.
If I don't, then
I
don't want to send it.
Okay. Just so you know, on the email I'm going to send you, it'll have all my contact information. It'll also have, like, a website of who we are and stuff. That's another nice thing. We've been around for, like, 14 years, and we, you know, we do a lot of working capital and equipment financing loans. I'm sure you might have heard of some other ones out there, like ABC Funding or something like that. I wouldn't recommend going to them. But if you look at their website and ours and, you know, our different companies, you can check us out online, you know, Google Plus reviews. And the Business Bureau too. So I'll have that way. If you want a little bit of history on our business and our bank and all that stuff, you can definitely look there.
Okay.
All right. And so it's roscoe.transport@gmail.com, right?
Yep.
All right. Okay. So I will send that over to you, and then we'll be in touch. Good time to follow up with you tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well, I do appreciate it, Taryn.
All right, man.
All right, man. Have a good one.